Hey, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions. Do you think that culture is, how does it relate to the mission? You know, for example, a lot of entrepreneurs are idealistic and they start off with these grand vision and maybe it's just them and a few people and they can actualize that. But how do you really ensure that your mission and your culture scale with you as a company? You know, have you found any best practices to that idea?
Well, you know, that is probably the most difficult thing to do. And particularly you're adding new people, you're changing, you're growing. And it's easy to, you know, when you have seven people and it's the same seven people and they work together for 10 years, it's very easy to kind of make sure that everyone's bought into a corporate culture. But as you add employees, as you grow, it does become difficult. So what we do is we, and I think a lot of it is with the involvement of our B Corp, we kind of take a look at how things are going. We have done employee surveys, asking them about their job satisfaction. We actually took one of my key employees who I trust very much said, Doug, you have too many traits in your corporate culture statement, and we need to limit it down. It's too much for people. And I resisted, and I said, you know, it's like, you know, what do you take out of the Constitution? You know, these are really important principles to me. But we sent a survey out to all of our employees, and we said, hey, rank these things that we've identified as corporate cultural traits. What resonates with you, what doesn't? What do you buy into? What don't you? What do you think the company is really walking the walk? Which of these do you think we're following the most? Which do you think we need improvement on? And things like that, you know, sometimes are eye-opening. You always have some outlier responses, but by and large, it really helped us immensely to be able to sort of now hear back from the employees. And then, by the way, this was an anonymous survey to sort of allow us to check on our corporate culture. The other thing, Ryan, is when we have experienced problems, and I think any company that says to you they don't ever have problems with employees and folks getting along and that sort of thing would be lying, because you inevitably have this. But, I call time out. And last year, 2017, probably around this time, you know, we took a day off of work, every employee required to do it. And we went to a day-long seminar put on by another B Corp, Lumen. And we talked about communication. We talked about the way we're treating one another. We talked about not taking things for granted. And we talked about different characteristics and personality styles of the different people you interact with. So those are really just a couple of examples of things that we've done to sort of make sure that we are staying living within our mission, or living within our corporate culture, and not just talking the talk, but actually walking the walk.
Yeah, I want to second your insight about, in particular, the B Corp as a way to, the B Corp assessment it used to be every 2 years, now it's every 3 years. But, you know, that as a process of sort of continually reevaluating where you're at, I found a lot of CEOs have said it's really helpful for their business.
Yeah, and I make a big, big deal. You know, we're in our second year of being named as best in the world under the B Corp, and that is a big deal here. You know, we celebrate that, we acknowledge it, we talk about it, and we boldly wear that on our sleeve. It's very important to us.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse? And you know, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.ccdfi.com. Again, that's ccdfi.com. And a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, you know, good projects. And so in our service area is California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian country throughout the United States. So If anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has a good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.